The cruise missiles are ready. The targets are being identified. The president is making the case for a U.S. attack.
It is limited. It does not involve boots on the ground. This is not Iraq, and this is not Afghanistan.
But analysts say Syria's military can withstand a limited strike, and some analysts are concerned that anything short of a robust attack may not deter Damascus. Syrian analyst Elizabeth Obagi.
If there is not an adequate response to the use of chemical weapons, then it's very likely that he will continue to use them.
Mr. Obama's decision to seek congressional approval has delayed any attack, reportedly allowing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to move troops and military equipment to civilian areas. Former CIA officer and Middle East analyst Ruhul Mark Garek.
I would imagine that the Syrians, since they've had so much time, have taken their material and put it in places that is not easily hit by a cruise missile. It would require fighter bombers to do that.
And U.S. warplanes may be in the mix. An aircraft carrier is now within striking distance of Damascus. Syrian opposition groups are concerned limited strikes will not tip the balance on the battlefield. Khaled Salah of the Syrian National Coalition wants regime change.
It is time to move the power from the family, the mafia that controlled Syria for the last 40 years. Now it is time to move that power into the hands of the Syrian people.
With Western warnings about its controversial nuclear program, Iran, too, is watching. Again, Ruhul Mark Garek.
If we do not do something in Syria, I think the odds of the Iranians taking us seriously are zero.
Polls show many war-weary Americans are opposed to involvement in Syria's civil war, and the president has an uphill battle convincing Congress. Senior analyst Michael O'Hanlon is more optimistic.
In the end, I don't believe the administration's going to get a lot of flack from the American public, from the Congress, or from the allies. On the other hand, if they miscalculate or something goes wrong, all bets are off.
On Tuesday night, President Obama will address the American people, while the war in Syria grinds on. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.